Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Tes. As we continue here in Perek Ha'arel, and we just learned the Mishnah regarding Mamzerin and Nesinim. Mamzerin and Nesinim, the Perek started off with the discussion of Arel, and then we went on to Ammon and Moab on daf Ayin Vav, and now we get into the Mamzerim and the Nesinim. The Mishnah told us that they are usser forever, and there's no difference between males and females, Zacharim and Akevas. The Gemara, Rav Chana Bar Ada, brought up on daf Ayin Chesma Beis in the middle, the Nesinim, David Gazer Alam. David was gozer on the Nesinim. We'll have to see the different stages of the history on today's daf, but what was the story? So the Gemara quoted the psukim from Shmuel Beis, where David HaMelech is trying to figure out why was there a famine in the land for 3 years. So he tried to ask, maybe there's Avodah Zarah? No Avodah Zarah. Maybe there was Ovrei Avera, maybe there was Gili Arayis, no Gili Arayis. Maybe there was Postgate Staka Barabin, people who promised to give Staka and yet didn't give. No, nothing, he says, Ein Adavar Tali Alabi, it must be, it's Tali on me, right? Same lashon is used in Maseches Avodah Zarah, in the well-known Blazer Bender Daya Gemara, it must be Tali on me, I have to do something. So what did he do? He started talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the last point we made about 8 lines up at the bottom. Vayivakesh David es Pnei Hashem. David goes to the Pnei, seek out the Pnei Hashem. What does that mean? That he asked the Urim Tumim. He went to figure out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what exactly was going to be needed. I mentioned at the end that the Elsa, the Ksava Kabbalah, it's in Perachav Ches, in Tetzaveh, the Ksava Kabbalah discusses what exactly is the Urim Tumim that David HaMelech went. So if you look in the Ramban and Rashi, and based on Chazal, say that the Urim Tumim was a Shem Hashem that was put between the folds of the Choshen, and it made the lights of the special jewels on the Choshen light up. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, V'harbe tamahati shlomotzasi b'divrei Rambam klum. I didn't find the Rambam ever quote the Urim Tumim. If you look in Perak Tes of Hilchas Klei Mikdash, Mevar Sham Kol Prati Maisa Choshen Ve'efod, V'lo Hiskir Klam Urim Tumim, Ve'ach Yishma Mikra Meforash, as Peferish Pasuk. So why does the Rambam talk about it? Lokach Nira Li. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, my suggestion is, Dila Daito, Ein Urim Vitumim Shemos Kedoshim Gedasa Meforashim. The Rambam does not hold that the Urim Tumim is a form of Shem Hashem. Rak Shneimasar Ha'avanim Sheiksuvim B'Shemos Shneimasar Shifte Yisrael. The 12 stones that had the names of the Shvatim, Haim Atzmam, Karan Akas of Kan V'Shem Urim V'Tumim. That's what is being referred to in the Pasuk. Ki Haim Atzmam Hayu Me'irim Utzmimim B'Divreihem B'Blitas Osi Oseim El Anishal B'Hem. They themselves lit up. That the Ramban agrees to. But he says the Urim V'Tumim was what lit up the stones. The Ksav HaKabbalah says, no, the stones were the Urim V'Tumim. V'nire li o dimovad l'sibas pulosein ha'nifla azos b'tshuvas ha'nishal mehen hunachalein shem Urim V'Tumim ki migam mitalat smusam yitachin aleim shem zeh. Could be just inherently this is an appropriate name. Why? Ki avanim tovos ke'ela mitivam liozach ubahir umeir. These rocks naturally light up and shine. They're meir. And therefore, they're called Urim. Ratzel omar ba'alei or. They have light. And also, they weren't hewn. They weren't cut. Kamosha Kasav HaRamban. The Avnei Choshen were called Avnei Miluim, Avnei Shalmusa, the Unkel says. Shehayu Shleimim v'lo nechtzivu mimachzev gadol. It wasn't cut from a quarry. V'lo nishtanu mitmunas hanativi. And it wasn't changed from their natural state. V'gam ksivas shemos aleim lo haya masa charesh. And also how they did it. They didn't use a regular izemel, but as we know, they brought the shamir, the special worm that only existed at that time, and they Shamir was able to form them, and that's the Tumim. They're Tam. They're complete. So the Shleimus Avanim Eilish, Shleimus Chaser Mami Brusen V'Tumunasa Mativi Nigra Tamim Rotsalomar Shleimim Bilti Chisaron. That is the Ksav HaKabbalah suggestion. Why the Rambam left it out? Because it exactly is. You read the Psukim. The Pasuk says Vayasim Alav Es HaChoshen Vayitin El HaChoshen Es HaUrim Es HaTumim. What did they put into the breastplate, into the Choshen? They put the Urim HaTumim. So Rambam says from above. The Rambam says the Ksav HaKabbalah, no. It's the stones themselves. Acher Shalav Shu Arigas Beged HaChoshen Ba'ofen Shlo Yizach Me'al HaEfod. Once you tighten the Choshen so that it doesn't shake off the Efod, as we know is the Issadar Isa, Talabos Avnei HaUrim HaTumim Ke'nirali Be'ish of that's a Rambam. Shehishmer b'maisa choshen in your metumim. I think that's what the Rambam holds, even though I don't know for sure. So now the Gemara here says, again, the Reish Lakish tells us, Ayin Chesem Abayz, that David HaMelech asked the Urim Tumim to know what was happening in this, what was causing this famine. And we know it from the Gzeir Shava of Pnei Pnei. So we pick up about 7 lines from the bottom. V'yomer Hashem, so Hashem answers David, I'll tell you what the reason is. What's the problem? El Sha'ol v'el Beis Hadamim asher ala shehemis ha-giv'onim. Hashem says it's because of Sha'ol and the house of blood. Beis Hadamim. Alasher Hamis HaGivonim, that he killed the Givonim. So what does that mean? So Chazal tell us it's really two different sins. El Shaul, Shaul Nisper Kahalacha. Shaul was not eulogized appropriately, and therefore, that's why Bnei Yisrael are being punished. Right? There are a number of great individuals that for some reason, Klai Yisrael weren't mastered properly. Right? The last parak in Sefer Yehoshua, Chazal Darshan Apasik, that Yehoshua Ben Nun might not have been huspad properly. But here, Shaul, Shaul Nisper Kahalacha. And number two, Ve'al Beis Hadamim, Alasher Hamis HaGivonim. Shaul killed out the Givonim. So ask the Gemara, he did? Ve'chechem Asidim B'Shaul, Shemis HaGivonim. He did? Shaul did it. There's no recollection of him in the Navi, of Shaul wiping out the Givonim. Ela Mitoch, what does it really mean? Mitoch Shaharag Nov Ir HaKohanim. Shemisavkin Lahem Mayim Umazom. But he massacred and destroyed the Nov, the Ir HaKohanim, because he thought David was hiding there, and they were conspiring against him. So because he killed them, and they used to support and give food and sustain the Givonim in terms as payment for getting other services from them. So, because of them, so it's as if it was Grumma, but it's as if he killed them. And that's why Hashem says to David, this is still what's upsetting me about Am Yisrael, that he didn't give a hesped to Shaul properly, and the fact that Shaul wiped out Novi Arkonim, which ultimately led to the Givonim having difficulties. Stop there for a moment. First of all, Tosfos discusses, not Tosfos here, Tosfos in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara there discusses whether eulogies, hespedim, are yakra dechaye or yakra demosa. Iboilahu, says the Gemara. Hespedim yakra dechaye o have yakra deshichvi. Right? Is it honor? When I give a hesped, I'm giving honor to the departed, or I'm giving honor to the relatives, to the ones who are still here. L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? The amar lo tisbedu alahu gavra. If somebody gives a tzivui in his will, he does not want to have a spedim. So that's, if it's for him, then he can be mochel. And he can tell you not to. If it's for the chayim, he can't. Inami lafuki mi yershim. Or to be motzi from yershim in order to have hespedim, right? To pay safdanim, right? If it's yakra deshichvi, so then it's, out of the yershim's control. Okay, so this is the Gemara. Ask the Tosfos there, mem vav mebez and Sanhedrin, if that's according to the tzad of the question, that a hesped is yakri dechaye, so then why were Am Yisrael punished so terribly with such a famine for not being maspid Shaul? They were mochel, so they didn't give the hesped. So they were mochel, so why is Hashem so upset at them? Says Tosfos, two answers. Number one is they didn't maspid Shaul, they didn't leave out the hesped because they were mochel, but rather they were scared. They were scared of David. V'yesh lomar di'yireim ha'yu, l'sof do lahar os shemitzta'arin ala b'nei David. They knew what Shaul has tried to do to David over this last amount of time, trying to assassinate him. Even though David never took it, David said, no, it's what's meant to be, I'm not trying to take anything away from you. And David even could have killed him, and he didn't. But B'nei Shaul were nervous. So they weren't really mochel, they just weren't masper, because they didn't want to get on David's negative side. The ode or answers Tosfos, the afilo of yakri dechaye. Even if you want to say normally it's yakri dechaye, shiny melech. But by a king is different. De'ika bizayon tfei legabe. Shelo nispar ka'alacha. It's worse of a bizayon if you didn't worry it was nispar ka'alacha. Meaning usually not giving a hesped, it's just not a kibud. Not a kibud for the mason, it's a kibud for the chai. But where it's a melech, you're expecting all the pomp, all the circumstance, and that's not done here. So that is why it's even worse. That's a bizayon of the melech, and that is a problem. Okay, so that's Tosfos' point regarding the lo nispad kehalacha. But the other point mentioned is a couple of points we could talk about. Number one, the Archlanah brings up, Shaul is held accountable for what he did to the Givonim. And what does that really mean? It means he wiped out Nov, and they used to support the Givonim. So why doesn't the Gemara just say, why didn't Hashem just get upset at Shaul for killing Nov? Forget the Givonim, which was an indirect Derech Agav. But he wiped that whole city, massacred the whole city, so I wasn't held accountable for that. Ma de nitva shol ala givonim ba'avu no v'lo ala kolonim atzmam shenergu shelo kedin. He just killed them, says the Aruch Laner. The Gemara tells us in the second parak of Kiddushin, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Remember, Shol himself didn't do it. Who did it? Doeg did it. Doeg did it, but he didn't do it. Shol didn't do it, so ein shliach l'dvar aveira. Shol can't be held accountable in a court of law. But the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that Dine Shamayim, we might say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold you accountable even if somebody is the Mishaleach. Hashem would hold him accountable. But then says the Aruch Laner, V'hine, yesh chilek bein din Adam l'din Shamayim. There's a difference between Dine Adam and Dine Shamayim. Din Adam o shayach mechila. A person, except by money, but a person can't be mochel an avera that was done to him or to his relative. If Reuven kills Shimon, Shimon's family can't say, you know what, Reuven, we don't want you to be put to death. It's okay, we're mochel. You can't. B'dini Adam, you can't be mochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants. If somebody's chai b'dini Shamayim, and then they do tshuva, so Hashem could be mochel. Aber b'dini Shamayim, shayach mechila. Kida Ashkan gabi Yehuda ben Taboil. Like we find in Makos that he killed an Eid Zomim, and he wanted to try to be mefaisim afterwards. But by b'dini Shamayim, there can be mechila. So says the Aruch Laner, now we get back to our issue. Because for killing Nov Irakonim. So Shaul HaMelech, it was a terrible Avera. Terrible, but ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Aye, what about the other element of Dine Shamayim? Dine Shamayim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be Mochel that. And he could say, except Tshuva or whatever din he might have with Shaul. After Yesh Din Zuta Mishim Gram, Mistama. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu and also Mistama, the people who are related. This is Shaul HaMelech. Mistama Yisrael Rachmanim Haim, as we'll have on our daf today. V'yeda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekvar Machlu Al Ariga Hanaragam V'Kroveyim. But the Givonim weren't mochel anything. They don't have the three Simanim as we'll have, and therefore, that's why he is held accountable for the Givonim, even though he's not held accountable, ironically, for the Nov Ir HaKohanim itself. Just one other final point, and then we'll continue. What about the order? Hashem says, you aren't maspid Shaul, and Shaul caused this problem to the Givonim. Shouldn't it be the opposite order for it's chronological? It should be the opposite order. First, Shaul did this, and then about after Shaul died. It's the opposite order. So says the Ben Yehoyada, for Shaul HaMelech, as we mentioned, that itself wouldn't have been the problem. Hashem wouldn't have brought a famine for that. Didn't Givonim eino ela grama? Or mishum grama imanishin lahavirav. It's an indirect issue that he brought up, so Hashem wouldn't have brought the famine. But once the famine was brought for the Miniyah, it's a hesped, so it's Idan Rischa, it's a time of calamity, and as we know, Chazal tell us that, you know, time of calamity, be Idan Rischa, then you have to be extra careful. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw it in once there was the punishment for the lack of hesped. Okay, let's continue. So those are the two things that were mentioned. Third to last line, Katava El Shaul Shlo Nispah Kalacha. So he was Toveh B'nei Yisrael on Shaul that he was on Nispah V'Katava Al Asher Hamis HaGivonim, and he equates that with being the Givonim being killed out. Rashi, second to last line, Katava Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvod Shaul Shlo Nispah Kalacha. Father Katava P'Puranase De Shaul. How in the same pasuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say something that Shaul did wrong? And something that, oh, we weren't Maspid Shaul properly because of all of the great things that Shaul was. Does Hashem do this? He's Doresh the Din opposite Dinim in the same time period? So the Gemara says, yes. Dom Reish Lakish, my Dechzeh Bakshu Es Hashem Kol Anvei Aretz. Hashem Mishpato Pa'alu. Sikar Hashem, all of those who are humble. Anvei Aretz. Hashem Mishpato Pa'alu, that did his work. So what does that mean? Al mishpato pa'alu. Ba'asher mishpato, and we darshan, as he's getting judged, sham pa'alo, we also mention his merits, his great zechuyos, that he can have. Good. Oh my David, Shaul. So now David says, okay, how am I going to get rid of this famine? I have these two sins. Hashem has now let me in. Oh my David, Shaul, Nafgaluhu, Tracer, Yarchi, Shasav, Lodark, Elam, Ispidei. Regarding Shaul, well, it's already been a year. Already been a year, and therefore he can't be get any more hespedim. Rashi points out it hasn't been a year; it's been 30 years, not just years. Lav dafka, right? It's 30 years. It just means it's been a long time. The Aruch Haner suggests that yom lashana for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? One day could be a year. So another Chazal talk about a thousand years is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a man is one day. But either way, he suggests 1 to 30, so therefore he can't give hespedim now. So what do we do? So there's nothing to do for that chet. There's no tshuva possible. But the other one, right, for the what Shaul did, and Shaul was the king on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So nisinim nikrinu v'nifaisinu. So let's call them and see what we can do to try to make up with them. Right, the nisinim who are the descendants of the givonim. So let us try to make up with them. So miyad v'yikra melech l'givonim. So the king, David, calls to the givonim. V'yomer aleihem ma'aseh lachem u'bameach haper. What can I do for you? How can I get a kapara? Uvarchu as nachalas Hashem, so that the nachla of Hashem, Bnei Yisrael, will be blessed. Vayomrulu agivonim, ein lanu kesef izavim shal vim beso. We have no interest in money. That's not the revenge that we want. The ein lanu ish vagomer, yutan lanu shiva anashim ibanav, vokanam Hashem vagomer. Give us 7 of his kids, and we're gonna kill him, just like he killed all of us. Right, so that's what they asked for. Nothing else. They want nekama. They want, right, they're not being mochel, they want nekama, they want 7 of his sons. Why is that? So some say, Shaul actually did kill 7 of the givonim, and that's what they were upset about. So mefayis v'lo paisinu. So he tried to be mefayis them, and it did not work, and as the Navi describes, as we'll see soon, he had to give over. He had to give them over. Omar, but first the Gemara says, a very famous line, shlosha simanim me'ish b'umazu. Top 5 lines in all of Maseches Yevamos, right here. 3 simanim in Am Yisrael. Harachmanim v'habayshanim v'gomle chasadim. There are 3 signs of every Jew. He is a rachman, he's compassionate, he's a baishan, he's meek, he doesn't hold himself, he has a certain type of inner busha. V'gomle chasadim, and he does chesed. Where are these learned out from? Sukkim. So rachmanim dechsiv v'nasan lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'herbecha. Baishanim dechsiv. Bavur, we learned that from Har Sinai. Bavur tia yiraso al pneichem. V'gom lechasadim dechsiv. L'mana sheisav ezbonav ezbeso. And the continuation. V'shamru derech Hashem laso staka u mishpat. V'gomer. Kol sheyesh bo shlosha simanim halalu ra'ui lehidavek pu'umazu. Whoever has these simanim, they're ra'ui to be a part of Am Yisrael and to connect to Am Yisrael. But if not, they're lacking these simanim, so that is a reflection that they are not naturally, they don't have the mahus of a Jew. If you look in Rashi sounds like that it's only one of them they don't have. The first one, the Rachmanim. Rashi Rachmanim, v'hani givonim, kima dolo merachami, einan ru'uyin li davik bahen. Right, they're not roy, and that's what we're going to see. David was gozer. That's what we're doing this whole discussion for, because we had started off earlier that gozer. Right, what did Rav Chana bar Adda see on yesterday's daf? Nesinim, David gozer alem. David was gozer on the nesinim. So I'm going, why? Nesinim givonim, same thing. So why was he gozer? So Rashi says because they don't have rachmanis. If you look in the Rambam seems to say all three they're lacking. The Rambam in Perek Yutes of Ilchas Yisuri Biya says the Rambam kol hamishpachos becheskas kashrus, every family. Every from family, cheskas kashrus. Even mutar lisa man lechanchila, you can marry any of them. Many of them have shomer Torah, mitzvos, and all the great ma'alot that you're looking for. You can marry every family as a cheskas kashrus. V'yafal pikein im ra'isa shnei mishpachos shem izgaru zubazu tamid. It's based on a different gemara, right? If you see 2 families, they're always fighting. O ra'isa mishpacha shibalas matzu meriva tamid, or one family that's always in strife. O ra'isa ish. Shumar ben Meriva imakol va'az ponim biyoser, and he's very brazen. Choshishin lahem v'roilus rachig mehem she'ilus timani pasul same. Always fighting, always argumentative. Says that's not what we look for in a Jew. And then he continues. If they're always making fun of calling people a balmum, so if you are they are bali mumin, call a posel, but mumo posel. And then he quotes v'chein mish call mish yish bo azus panim v'achzarius, someone who has a brazen spirit or cruel. V'sone asabrios. V'eino gomelem chesed. Choshishin lo biyoser. You have to be very nervous about them. Shema givonihu. Maybe he's one of the givonim. Shasimani Yisrael ha'uma ha'kadosha b'ishanim rachmanim v'gom lechasadim. Uva givonim u'omer v'givonim lo b'nei Yisrael heima. Says up a fair in the pasuk. Givonim are not mi b'nei Yisrael afi shehe izu p'neiem. They were meis. V'lo nispaisu. V'lo richam u'a b'nei shol. Our Gemara. Right? These psukim, they didn't have rachmanis. A generation later. Right, they still did. They weren't gomel chesed. They wouldn't have rachmanis v'lo gomlu v'yisrael chesed l'mchol l'bnei malkam. They weren't mochel v'him asu imam chesed v'hechiyum b'tchila. After what Am Yisrael did, right, this is the second, right, we learned previously that the Ramban says that was the problem with Amon Amoah, the Ramban in Kiseitse. Gachak Fuitova. So that could be the problem with the Gibonim too. The Rambam says, we did chesed with them, and they are not repaying the favor, right, after they tricked us in Sefer Yoshua, and we made the treaty with them, so they were avadim, but we didn't fight them, because we promised. So that's an important Rambam, but either way, it sounds like the Rashi says that only Rachmanis is what they are not, included in, what they don't have, but the Rambam seems to say all three. These three simanim of a Jew, Yishbu Mazu, Rachmanim, Vashanim, Megom, Lechasadim, in many different abbreviations, some say it's the abbreviation of Chaver, right, chasadim, baishanim, rachmanim. Some say it's an abbreviation of, so on the, biurei hadaf. They have a number of suggestions what the abbreviations are for. And they say as follows. Sorry, it's in the Ben Yehoyada right here. Ben Yehoyada says, so, Rashi Tevos, bachar, baishanim, chasadim, rachmanim. Shehu Rashi Tevos, baishanim, chasadim, rachmanim. Remez ladavar ki Yaakov bachar lo Hashem. Odi Shlomo Rashi Tevos Gever Shu Gomle Chasadim Baishanim Rachmanim. So he goes through a couple of the abbreviations that are here. But the Ben Yoyada though deals with why are these out of order in our Gemara. If you want to quote the Pesukim, first quote Breishis, then Shmos, then Dvarim, and yet they're in the opposite order. Why is that? So suggests the Ben Yehoyada, maybe these three are Kneged, the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's why it is in this order. Rachmanim mitzad Avraham, Baishanim mitzad Yitzchak, the Gemilas Chasadim mitzad Yaakov. So then it's fine that on the order. That's the Ben Yehoyada's Avos. Interesting, the Maharal here also says that it's the Avos, but in a different compilation. It says the Maharal, Shlosha Simanim Elu Yarshu Am Yisrael Me Avos HaKadoshim. Rachamim is... What's Rachamim? The Ben Yehoyada said that Avram. Yarshu mi Yaakov. Shemidaso midas Rachamim. Like he told his children going down to Mitzrayim. Yitain lochem Rachamim. Bushes Yitzchak. Everybody used to that one. Shemidaso midas Hayira. Yira, the root of Yira is Busho. Midas kamidas Chasadim. Hu midaso shel Avraham Avinu. So either way, it's connected the Avos, but not 100% clear which one. There's a beautiful thought. Just one take-home thought from this Gemara, the Midos of a Jew, are Rachmanim, Baishanim, Megom Lechasadim, from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He writes in Parshas Breishis, on the Pasuk in Perak Aleph, Pasuk HaVeiz, that Hashem gave the Bracha of Pru Urevu, says the Emes LeYaakov, in a specific context, he talks about, on that pasuk, how every other being, every other animal, were created in pairs, and each type of pair, let's say the lions, a male and a female were created together, and the African lions were created, and the Asian lions were created, and they were all created together. Kshenivra minasus, nivra sus kukazi, zachar nekeva. Vesus belgi, zachar nekeva. When Hashem says, tozi aros emeshchai, they all came out. But when it comes to people, one Adam and Chava. That's their source for everybody. Everybody comes from Adam and Chava. And why did Hashem do that? It's like Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So nobody can say, well, my father was greater than your father. No, we all have the same father, and nobody can say one is greater than the other. And then he has a very crucial paragraph. Ube emes bidoreinu, ra'inu shehagermanim ta'anu. The Germans tainted against this Gemara. Abagadam yavicha. They said, right, Aryan blood and the blonde hair and the blue eyes, naturally that's it. The Gemara says exactly the opposite. The Gemara says Adam and Chava are the source of all humanity. But they tied it, no. Abba Gadol mi Avicha. El Shehem Omer, boy, what did they used to say? What do you mean, you Jews say it too? We're better. Atov v'chartonu mikol ha'amim. You chose us above everybody else. Jews also think they're better than everybody else. So we're no different. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. Because you know what the Germans held? That it was something natural. It was something inborn. It was something you don't have to work for. You don't have to do anything. And there's no way to get it if you're not it. And that's inappropriate, and that's against the Gemara, and that's racist. Aval hatshuva etzlenu. But what do we say? We are all come from the same source. Vade kulanu bnei adam arishon anachnu. But we had an Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that worked on themselves, that perfected themselves. Nothing's natural. It's all about what you do, what they did to work on themselves. They put it into our DNA. And you know what, says Rabbi Yaakov? If anybody else in the world wants to join us and they work on themselves in that way, feel free. They could join. Right? It's not once a Jew, you're always a Jew. But you don't say once a non-Jew, you're always a non-Jew. You can become Jewish if you want to. Because it's not about something natural. But there's something about, it was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now it might be somewhat more natural for us, but it's still about what we do with it. V'lachein be'emes, kol mi sherotze lekabel al atzmo, esa mitzvos yachol listapech elam Yisrael. Ki anachnu lo to'anim shegiz'enu mishubach yoser. We don't say that our geza is more praised than anyone else's. Ki'ilu anachnu miyuchad de'beteva. No. Ki'ilu kach, if that would be the case, then we wouldn't be able to accept geirim. Elosh anu sovrim. Why are we nivchar mikol umos? Because our forefathers worked on themselves and perfected themselves to such a madrega in order to be mavdil themselves. But that's why, so rachmanim by Hashem v'gom lechasadim, connected to the avos. Those are our three midos. They were yarshin to us, not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but by Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Beautiful, Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky there in Brachos. Okay, we continue. So, the Gemara continues with the story. So he takes seven descendants of Shaul. Esarmoni, Vesbibi Boshes, Chameshes b'nei Micha v'Shaul, Shayoldel Adriel ben Barzila Hamacholasi. Right, he gave them all, right, he was acting, right, based on what he had to do to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. Maishnahani, why, how did he choose these seven? There were more descendants. Amarev Huna, Hevirum, Lefnei Aron. He sent them, he walked them past in front of the Aron. Remember, there was no Kodesh Kadashim yet. There was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So the Aron was there. He was mavri them in front of the Aron. Kol Sha'aron Kolto Lamisa. So whichever one that the Aron labeled and made, you know, made a mark on it, signified. So that was it. Kol Sha'ein, right? Kol Sha'aron Kolto Lamisa. Kol Sha'ein Aron Kolto L'chaim. And whoever didn't, L'chaim. So those are the how David HaMelech didn't have to do anything. The Aron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them. Maser Rav Chana Bar Katino. 1 second. Vayachmal HaMelech al Mipi Boshes ben Yonas and ben Shaul. David HaMelech had Rachmanis on Shaul's grandson, on Yonas' son. So what do you mean he went in front of the Aron? Right, he had Rachmim on this, right? So there's no Rachmanis if the Aron didn't choose him. That's who made the decision. Shaloh Ha'aviru. No, the Rachmanis was that he wasn't Ma'avir Mipi Boshes in front of the Aron. Says the Gemara, how did he do that? V'chimasu panim ish medaver? You can't do that. You can't choose one life over another life. How was David HaMelech allowed to do that? Ela Sheha'aviru v'kaltu. No, it was that he was Ma'avir, and the Aron was Koledim Lamisa, Ubiki Shalav Rachamim Upaltu. And Hashem, and David HaMelech Davind, Upaltu, and then the Aron rejected him. So again, the Gemara says, V'yakati Masu Banim Ish Medavar, but once he was chosen, he was chosen. Ela no, Shebiki Rachamim Shalo Yiklatenu Ha'aron. He, with Davind, that he wouldn't be chosen by the Aron. Shalo Yiklatenu Ha'aron. And that was before anything. V'haksev lo yimsu, we'll talk more about this shakla v'tari in a minute. V'haksev lo yimsu avos al banim v'gomer. What do you mean? How can, right, the children and die for their forefathers' sins and forefathers die for their children's sins? No, ish b'cheto yumasu. Right, so what is going on here? So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, mutav she'te'akar us'achas minatora, v'yizchal ol shem shemayim b'far hespa. Better that to uproot one letter from the Torah and not to have a Chil Hashem. Meaning, what's Rabbi Yochanan bar Abba saying? The name of Rabbi Yochanan, Chil Hashem is the worst. And right now there was a Chil Hashem that had occurred that was never repaid. The Chil Hashem, or the Chil Hashem of David of Shaul HaMelech doing this to Nov and then doing that to the Givonim. All of that was never the Chil Hashem that the Givonim felt was continuing to exist. And to remove Chil Hashem, right, we have to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to do. Good. So the Ritva says, what exactly was the question? V'chimasu panim ish b'davar. Says the Ritva, it was a kasha on Hashem, not on David HaMelech. said, how did the Shechina do this? How does Shechina do it? Eich is kima Shechina. And when the Gemara asked, lo yimsu avos abanim, abanim lisul avos, the question was, how could Hashem do this? Eich is kima Shechina, because she called them arum, laharkam, lakar, mitzvazu. What is going on here? How could Hashem have done it? Says the Ritva, that mutav shechar os achas, pirish, shekol horas sha'a ulamigdar milsa shari. If anything is to close up a pirtza in Klal Yisrael, like a chil Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he wants. Ubezdin makin va'onshin shalom in Torah, and Bezdin does what it has to do in order to teach the Dora lesson. Ve'einzu akira mamish ela she'te'aker lefi ra'os bnei adam ka'amar. Doesn't really mean there was an akira here. There was a chil Hashem. The Ritva also added in the previous paragraph that these people must have been chayiv misa for some other reason. Right, it's not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would have done this for no reason, just picked karbanos. Right, says the Ritva. So it must be that that he did it for a reason unbeknownst to us, for some other chiyuv misa that they had. This reminds us a little bit of the Ramban. The Ramban akasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. We're all the achronim. Again, even the Rishonim already are bothered by it. And this is the Ramban. Right, but the achronim expand on it. The Kesef Mishnah expands on it. Rabbi Yosef Engel expands on it. But the Ramban and the Smag already talk about it. And that is, Kasher Zama Vala Kasher Asa. What do you mean? If you've succeeded, so then for sure you should give the Edom the punishment. So we mentioned this many times. At the end of Siparsha Shoftim, the Ramban says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have let it happen if it wasn't true. And even if this wasn't true, they must have been chayav for some other reason. Says the Ramban in the end of Perek Yutes in Dvarim, that first he says, Gzeras HaKasef. But then he quotes, no, there's a little svara for it. Avalam ne'ra gruve nachshov shahaya emes, kol asher he'idu ala rishonim, ki hu ba'avonomes, ve'ilu haya tzadik lo yazvenu Hashem biyadam. If he was righteous, Hashem wouldn't have left him. Kamo shamar ha'kasav, Hashem lo yazvenu biyadav, lo yashienu bishavto. Ve'od, not only mitzad the victim, but mitzad the judges. Right, alokim nisa badas keel. So among the judges themselves, wouldn't have let it happen. Vosha lo yitin Hashem ashoftim hatzadikim ha'omdim lefanav lishpoch dam naki. Hashem wouldn't have let it happen either. So therefore, for the judges' sake, mishpat lo kimu v'karvel kimishpot. Hine kol zem ma'ala gedola b'shofti Yisrael va'avtacha shakadosh baruch hu maskim al yadam v'imahim bedvar hamishpat. So the Ritva says it over here, and the Ramban says it about kasher zamim. So it couldn't have happened. Only they must have deserved it. But it deserved it anyway. Two other points. Number one is, the Ritva quotes, Makin va'onchen shalom and adin, that Bezdin has powers, sometimes if they feel lemigdar milsa, to close up a pirtza, to do things even though it's not following the letter of the law, but they have certain flexibility. There's a beautiful comment of the Chachma Shlomo. We've mentioned this from the Marshal Chachma Shlomo, not Rav Shlomo Klugger on Shulchan Aruch, but the Chachma Shlomo on the bottom of the Marshal in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Beis. There's a very interesting Gemara, an intriguing Gemara. The Gemara says on Nunbeis Mabeis, Imrita Bas Tli, Bas Kohen Shezin Sahave. There was a Bas Kohen that was Mizana. And what's the halacha of Bas Kohen Shezin Sa? Schaif Sreifa. What does the Gemara say? Akva Rav Chama Bar Tuvia, Chavile Zmuros Vasarfa. Rav Chama Bar Tuvia wrapped her in vine branches and burnt her. Amar Rav Yosef Tabatarti. And Rav Yosef says, oh, Rav Chama Bar Tuvia made two mistakes. Number one, he made a mistake that Sreifa, the Chi of Sreifa, right, of the Dala Misa Vezdin, is not actual burning, is putting hot lead down one's throat. Number one. Number two, he made a mistake that he did Dina Nefashis, even though he lived post the Sanhedrin. V'tah, Kizitanya, V'uvasal HaKohanim HaLevim HaLashofet HaShayyeh B'yemam HaHeim, B'zman SheYish Kohen Yish Mishpat, B'zman SheEin Kohen Ein Mishpat. So he made two mistakes. That's the end of the Gemara. Says the Marshal, how could we say this about Rav Chama Bar Tuvia, one of the Amoraim in the Gemara? He made such a mistake and he killed somebody for no reason. Says the Chachma Shlomo, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, Luli de Mistafina, I would say that one mistake answers the other one. One problem answers the other one. And that is, he knew, Rav Chama Bar Tuvia knew that the generation needed a shake-up. The generation needed, there was so much znus going on. They needed a shake-up, and you're right. Dina Fashas, they couldn't do anymore. But he had to do something, he felt. Machin v'onshin, rather migdar milsa, like the Ritva quoted here. And therefore, he dafka did sreifa, but he didn't do it in the way that it was done in the days of old, because he couldn't, because there was no more bezdin. But he had to do something, so it was ke'ein. He did it as a parallel, but not, he dafka didn't do it in the proper way, because he didn't live in the time of the Sanhedrin. So really, both questions, says the Marshal, answer each other. The Maritz Chayis here also has an important comment where he says, Lo Yimsu Avos Abanim, if you look elsewhere, that pasuk is darshin to tell me that Krovim are not allowed to testify in a case where the other one is involved. No Gabadavar, right? Be'edus Banim, Be'edus Avos. So why is the Gemara here using it to darshin regarding punishments? So says the Maritz Chayis. Remember the Ramban. We mentioned this Ramban earlier in this Masechta. He says, remember our Ramban that we mentioned on Daf Chav Dalet, where the Gemara said a few weeks ago, Rav, in the name of Rava, Afagav the Kolbachol Torah Kula, Ena Mikra Yosim Midei Pshuto, Hacha, Asi Gzer Shava, Fikti Mi Pashi Lagamrei. What does the Gemara there say? Ein Mikra Yosim Midei Pshuto. What if it was the Ramban Medayik in the Shrashim? It doesn't say, Ein HaMikra Ela Pshuto. It says, Ein HaMikra Yosim Midei Pshuto. Meaning there are different levels of interpretation. When there's a drash, it doesn't mean to reject the pshat. So the Gemara elsewhere has a drash regarding Edus. But here, it's the pshat of the Pasuk. Is that parents and children shouldn't die for each other. So therefore, that Gemara could still ask that question, even though this pasuk is used elsewhere for a drasha. Good. Second to last skinny line. Says the Gemara, Vatika, Chris Babas, Ayes, Asak, Vatateo, Lalatsur, Michalis, Katsur, Anitach, Maim, Alem, and Ashamayim, Ritz Babas, Aya, the mother, right, used to go around and cover to make sure the corpses which were left hanging, they were not eaten and touched by the animals. And it would stay there until the rainy season. Until water came down, and then David HaMelech gave the command to bring them down. There's a drasha where it says, Alatsur, Tosas quotes that she was matstik the din. She was matstik the din. Says the Gemara, Baksiv lo solen evlaso al ha'etz. Aye, how could they leave him? To leave the corpses overnight, let alone for a couple of weeks. Similar but different to the line we just said earlier. Mutav she'te'achar os achas min haTorah v'yiskadi shem shemayim b'faresya. If you have a chance for Kiddush Hashem, this is what you do. So you overim v'shavim omrim mativim shel elu. People used to pass by and say, who are these people? Halalu b'nei malachim. These were descendants of royalty. Haim. Uma'asu pashtu yedim b'gerim gerurim. And what did they do? They dealt harshly and in a bad way to lowly inferior gerim. Not even real gerim. Fake ones that tricked us. Amru. So the passerbyers would say, "Ein lecha uma sheru'i lidavik ba'kazu." There's nobody like Am Yisrael. They don't show any favoritism, even to the greatest. And even if the fault and the insult was to the lowliest, "Uma b'nei belachim kach when they had yotos lachas kama v'kama, uma geirim gerurim kach Yisrael lachas kama v'kama." So surely everyone else miyad and at that time when they saw this, nitosva Yisrael mea v'chamishim elaf 150,000 non-Jews became Jewish in Amar, as the pasuk says. Vayehi l'shlomo shlivim elef nosei sabal, v'shmonim elef chosivar. Shlomo HaMelech had 70,000 schleppers and 80,000 people who used to cut into the mountain. Says the Gemara v'dilma Yisrael Havei, who says these were the gear, maybe these were the Yisraelim b'makor. Lo sakataitach t'chsevum b'nei Yisrael, lo natan shlomo evan. Shlomo didn't make any Jew from birth into an evan. V'dilma du gzer ba'alma. So maybe it doesn't really mean evan, this just means workers. They were workers, they were Jewish workers from birth. So Gemara says, no, this is a different pasuk. It says a beferish. Ela mehacha vayispar Shlomo kol anashim hagerim asher be'eretz Yisrael v'gomer vayimatzu mea v'chamishim elef v'gomer vayas mehem shivim elef saval ushmonim elef chotzev bahar. Good. So that is the end of that story. Two other ha'aris. That is the Ramban. This Ramban also in Dvarim discusses this story on the pasuk of Losol Nivlaso. Says the Ramban, well, David really didn't have a choice. David didn't have a choice. Who did this killing? Who was in charge? David gave them over because he had a message from the Urim and Tumim that this is what is supposed to be done. But it wasn't that he was in charge. If he was in charge, he would follow the mitzvah. Lo sala nivlaso. But this was not him. Says the Ramban, V'aldaiti ha'inyan b'vnei Shaul ha'mukaim b'vnei shalo hayu tuluyim b'bezdin shal Yisrael. V'lo miyad Yisrael klal. Aval David nasam legivonim, lasos ben gersonim. David gave them over because that's what Hashem wanted. Vehem asher hokiyum, velo ratzu lekavrim lefarsim nikmasayim, and they didn't want to bury. They didn't want to. And then David didn't put up a fight about it because obviously this was still a kiddush Hashem that was caused. Eventually, once the famine was over, so then they took them down and they buried it. But that's what the Ramban says right here, that there wasn't mamish in Isser in this regard, because David wasn't really in charge. Tosfos, another Tosfos about this Gemara that's not here, right? We had Tosfos in Sanhedrin before that quoted our Gemara. Now we have a Tosfos though back earlier. We discussed this Tosfos back on Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Tosfos asks there, Tosfos in the Sugya of, what is the Gemara there? Say Chav Dalet Amid Beis at the end of the second parak, that in the time of David and Shlomo, they did not accept Gerim. Lo kiblu Gerim, lo bimei David, lo bimei Shlomo. Why? Because they were on top of the world. And out of Yira, out of Ava, out of Simcha, that's not proper motivations. So we didn't accept Gerim during that time. So ask Tosfos, what about our Gemara? Right, it's 150,000. So what about our Gemara? So Tosfos there says, the Yishlomar demei atzma nizgairu. They came by themselves. It wasn't that we went out. They came. And they forced themselves upon us. Like it says in the Megillah. So they came. And the Tosfos there says, what about Hillel? Right? That Gairani Amanasli Lasas Kohen Gadol. But that's answer number one. That they came by themselves. The other answer given by the Rambam and by the Rashba and by the Ritva, maybe it was a Bezin Shel Hedyotos, the real serious Batei Dinim did not accept them, but the Bezin of Hedyotos, the lower courts, accepted them, and Bidi'eved, it would work. The Ritva himself gives a different answer. Umistavra de Kusha Me'ikara Lesa. The whole question doesn't get off the ground. Why? Why didn't they accept Gerim in the times of David and Shlomo? Hainu Bistam. De Mistama. An anonymous person, we have no idea what their motivation is. Either they were scared of David or they wanted to get into Shlomo's parties. But if somebody's clearly becoming l'shem shamayim, avo be'elu dvarim hochichu shin is gairu b'vnei masharo b'zeh kedusha satorah v'yosher chukeh mishpatev l'kach kiblum. Through what they did here, so they showed that everything was proper and appropriate. That's why they were allowed to accept them. So you have the Tosfos earlier, Daf Chav Dalet, you have the Rashba and the Ritva here, who give two other reasons. Okay, so now, what did we just quote this 50 lines of Gemara for? Because of the original line that David was gozer on the Nisinim, which is what our Mishnah is about. Our Mishnah is about the Isser of Nisinim. Says the Gemara of the Nisinim, David gozer aleim. One second, was David really gozer on the Nisinim? Moshe gozer aleim. Moshe was gozer on them. Tichsiv, it says already in Nitzavim, Michote Vaitzecha, Choy Memecha. Everybody's standing there from the wood choppers to the water carriers. So isn't that referring to the Nisinim? Why? Rashi says that the fact that the Torah writes them as a separate category, it must be they're different. They're not called Avadim. They're not called Gerim. They're separate. Shema Mina, says Rashi, Lav Bichlal Yisrael Ninhu, Vilav Bichlal Gerim. It must be they're in a separate category. So you see, David was, Moshe was already gozer on them. So the Gemara answers, Moshe gozer lahu dara. David gozer l'kulei dara. Moshe was gozer only on that generation, and David was gozer on all generations. One more line, V'yakati Yeshua gozer alayu. One second, what about Yeshua also did something? Moshe and David, but in the middle, Yeshua was gozer d'chsiv. The pasuk says, "By Yitzneim Yeshua, by Yomahu chotvei etzim v'shuavei mayim lo eida ulumizbach Hashem, to serve the congregation and to serve Hashem." So Gemara says, Moshe did it for his generation. Yeshua gozer bezman shebisa mikdash kayim, and then Yeshua extended it bezman ba mikdash. David gozer bezman sheim bisa mikdash kayim, and David was gozer even laachar zman ha mikdash. Keep in mind, what does this mean? Gozer mean? What was all of them gozer? So that is a major machlokas rishon, and that's this big Tosfos over here that's also discussed here, and it's discussed at the beginning of Eilan Aris, the third parak in Ksubis. What's the issue? Machlokas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, the root of the Isser is, as we mentioned, the Havamina and Maskana of Rava a couple of days ago. Right, when we had Rava on the Ayin Vav and Aleph, he had a Havamina Maskana, that's the Machlokas Rishonim between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Losis Chatin Bam, the Isser of marrying. Does that apply even if they convert on a d'oraisa level? Lo sischatin bam. Rashi says no. Once they convert, there is no longer an isser d'oraisa to marry them, and that's what's going on here with the Xeris. They were gozer chasnus. Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, you look on the second Y line, the A near Rabbeinu Tam, to midoraisa asiri velav de losis chatein. Midoraisa! As he quotes, kedemasa grovelael, like grovas maskana, de begerusan islehu chasnus. They have chasnus, but it's usher. Vitznan, and also it says you get malchus for being ba al hanasina. So you see, it's a doraisa. So doraisa, so what's the xeri here? The xeri here is avdus. Right, there was an Issa Daraisa to marry them, but wow, the Issa is Avdus. Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban has somewhat of a middle approach. The Ramban says the first generation is Losas Chatin Bam, even if they convert, and later generations are the Gzeris. So it's Machlokas Mishonim, how to understand what the word Gozer here means. Bimei Rebbe, Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim, continuing now on Amabez, the times of Rebbe, he wanted to be Matir the Nesinim. How? Tosva says, Hefker Bezen Hefker, to make them not Avadim anymore. Right, so if you say, like Rashi says, that the Gzeir is even about marriage, so a little harder to know what does it mean he wants to be matir than a sinim? What do you mean? How can he be matir once the earlier generation made the Isser? Okay, you gotta work it out. Tosfos works it out. Amalahem, so they said to them, Amalahem Rebbe, Chalkeinu Natir, Chalik Mizbeach Miyatir. He says, I wish I could do it, but I can't. Right, because what did it say? What did Yeshua say? They're going to be servants to La'eda Ulamizbach Hashem. So La'eda, we can be matir, but Chelek Mizbeach Miyatir can't be matir Hashem's Chelek. Upliga Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. And this is arguing on Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Dam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Biyochanan Chelek Eda La'olam Aser. No, the Eda you can't remove. Chelek Mizbeach. That's only b'shas there is a mizbeach. B'zan she beis hamikdash kayim aser, ein beis hamikdash kayim shari. So just the opposite type of formulation from Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba that you get from Rebbe. Okay, next problematic marriages. Amar Rebbe Yehoshua, Shamati Shahasris Choletz v'chozon l'ishto, v'asris lo cholet lo chozon l'ishto. I've heard, says Rabbi Yeshua, that Asaris is the male islander, so to speak. Asaris, a man who cannot reproduce, and he has certain simanim, as we'll talk about in the Gemara, of his state of srisus. So Rabbi Yeshua says, I heard that sometimes the saris can do chalitza, and you do chalitza to his wife, and sometimes not. The ein li lefarish. And I can't figure it out why. What's the distinction? Why wouldn't a saris be able to do chalitza, or have chalitza done to his wife? So Rashi quotes, Dichsiv, lo yimachesh shmo mi Yisrael. You don't want his name to be wiped out. Prat l'sris shmo machui. So if the saris is the brother that died, so his name is already wiped out. So, it's not that, oh, because he died, it's going to be wiped out. And also, if he is the Yavam, he's not going to be making shame, as we will see. So, that's Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not sure. So, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Niafarish, I'll explain it to you. Sris Adam, meaning, he originally was not a Sris when he was born, but some type of injury happened later on by the hands of man, or even a sickness. He had a moment in time where he was not a sris, and that's good enough, says Rabbi Akiva. But a saris, who was a saris from the first second he saw the sun, meaning when he was born, then he's totally out because there was no shasa kosher. That's Rabbi Akiva's direction. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the opposite, Loki. El Asris Chama, Cholis V'Cholson L'Ishto. Asris Chama, that it came from Hashem, Chama, B'Reshish, Lo Refua. He has a Refua. We know that hopefully they'll try to heal him. It never stopped that now we're going to try to start it again. Saris Adam, Lo Cholis V'Cholson L'Ishto. But Saris Adam, no. He's excluded, B'Reshish, Lo Refua. There's no way Rabbi Eliezer assumes that's the key factor, and because he can never have a foreseeable non-Saris state, so therefore that is excluded. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir al ben Megusas, Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir told a story about him, Megusas, who was Sris Adam, the Yimbo was Ishto, and they did Yibum to his wife, L'kayim divrei Rabbi Akiva. So to say to be Mekayim Rabbi Akiva, Akiva who says a Sris Adam is regular, right, because there was Shas HaKosher. Let's finish up the Mishnah. Hasaris, lo cholis v'lo miyabim. So Asaris, which type? So depending on who you hold like in the first previous lines. Lo cholis v'lo miyabim. He can't do chalitza or yibim. He doesn't do chalitza because he doesn't do yibim. He doesn't do yibim because he's not roy lo hakim shem. V'chein islandis, lo cholis v'lo miyabemis. Right, because they cannot fulfill it, so they're just the regular isser of Eshes Ach. no chalitza or yibam. Hasaris shachalas liyavemta, hasaris who did chalitza, lo pasla, because it was meaningless. There's no zika here. It's Aishas Ach. Ba'ala Pasla. If he was Boel her, then it's Chayve Krisus. Mreshi Hibi Laznus. V'chein Islandis Shechotzu La'achim. Also an Islandis that the brothers did Chalitza to her. Lo Pasla Luha, because she is not really a Zakuka Liyavam. Ba'aluha Pasla Mreshi Hibi Lasa Bilasnus. It's all Aishas Ach. Assuming that first marriage was a real marriage. Rav Elchanan has an important discussion in Simon Samach about which is the more obvious shita, Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Akiva? Pashas to Rabbi Lazar. Right now, he can have a refuah done to him. So he could have a refuah done to him. So in the future, you see his saris state being removed. So that's why you could say that there's still a zika. What in the world? Why? What's the svar for saris chama being worse and saris only being better? So what that he had a shasa kosher, but right now he's a saris. So what difference does it make that he used to have a shasa kosher? So he has two different ideas. He says, first he says, well, maybe it's because the pasuk is megala. We're going to see a pasuk in a couple of lines from Nebuchadnezzar Hashem. The pasuk is megala, right? That in one place shasa kosher is good enough. So too lekuli yala. But then he gives a svara. He says, Hainu, bira svara de shasa kosher. Hainu de kpedas akasuv hu rak betchilas chalos hadin. Aval achar shadin kfar chal sulopaka. Sometimes once something is chal, it never leaves. Like hechshol kavatuma. Even if it's dry. If it's dry afterwards. Once there's a zika, or originally this person had a shasa kosher, so even when he later becomes a saris, so he doesn't fully gain that status. And that's based on a svara, not just based on a pasuk. Again, there's more there, beginning of Simon Samach, but we will stop. Says the Gemara, Mechdi, Shamin al Rabbi Akiva, Dar Machai Vilav, and Gechai Vikrisus Damu. We've mentioned earlier in the Masechta, Perag on Daf Mem Tes. We mentioned Rabbi Akiva says you can become Mamzeris from Chai Vilavin. So we know Rabbi Akiva treats Chai Vilavin like Chai Vikrisus. So one second. Vachai Vikrisus, Lav Menei Chalitza Vivim Ninu. So how in our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva saying, oh, there's one type of Saris that could do Yibim Chalitza and one type not? But if you're not allowed to marry a saris, so that's chayvei lavin, and therefore there's mamzeris from this. So why is there any zika at all? First Rashi lo yavo p'tua daka kurashavcha. This saris is considered a p'tua daka kurashavcha. So there's an iser. This chayvei lavin iser to the between the yavam and the yavama. So why should there be any zika at all? So the Gemara has three suggestions. What is the case that Rabbi Akiva is talking about in the Mishnah? Number one, Amar Rabbi Ami. Even before, the Rabbi Akiva says there's mamzeris from Chayvi Krisus. Chayvi Lavin equaling Chayvi Krisus is not 100% in all areas. This we also had earlier. If you remember, back in the first paragraph of Tess Amar Aleph, Tosfos there dealt with this issue. That Rabbi Akiva, right, why do we say that Rabbi Akiva holds that Chayvi Lavin are exactly like Chayvi Krisus, just in terms of mamzeris it is. But it's still chayvei lavin, and maybe therefore you should say asi dechalos asay, for example, by yibum. Right? The Tosfos doesn't answer the question. The Ramban there answers the question. He says, if there's no tfisas kedushin, that's what he says, and therefore there's mamzeris, it must be there's no zika of yibum either. So that's what it must be. Tosfos there, the Ramban there, all discuss that issue. Feel free to look back. Okay, but now back to our Gemara. So what is the case of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah where he says there is a zika? There shouldn't be a zika. It's chayvei lavin. So number one, Amar Rabbi Yami Achamai Eskina Nasa Achiv Giores. The dead brother had married a Gioris. And therefore, a Gioris, Rabbi Akiva Savlak Rabbi Yossi, Damar Kal Girim, Loik Riko. So a Gioris is allowed to marry a Saris. No problem. So Gemara says, Yachi, Yibu Minami Yabim. So why do you say do Chalitza? Should be able to do Yibim too? So Gemara says, Yeh, Nachi Nami. V'yayi did Amar Rabbi Yeshua Choletz, Amar Iyu Nami Choletz. Just to be parallel to the Seifa, he says Choletz. And Deka Nami, it's even proven that he could do Yibim from the next line. Look at the Raya in the Mishnah. Diktani, hey, Rabbi Shua ben Beseiro, al ben Megusa, Shaya b'Yushalayim, Sris Adam, v'yimmo as Ishto, l'kayim div Rabbi Akiva, Shmamina. So you see from there, that line, that you see Yibim was done. The Marsha and others point out, this is not really a full Raya. Right, we're trying to prove that the case in the Mishnah is a Saris marrying a Gioris. And here we're talking about the Saris is the one that died. And now the Yavam is doing a regular non-Isser. So it's a little unusual what exactly is the Raya, but the Marsha here discusses it as well as the Aruch HaNer. Okay, but we're not going to go into it right now. But let's continue. Masiv Rabba. Rabba says, 1 minute. How can you say the Mishnah is about a case of marrying the Gioris? But so there's a Tosefta that expands on our Mishnah, and it's clearly not about a case where it's a Heter Lakal. Psua Dakal Kurshav Chasris Adam Vahazakain. Zakin, that's a key one, Rashi says, because that already tells me this whole Tosefta must be like Rabbi Akiva, because Zakin is somebody who had a Shasa Kosher. Oh, Cholzin Omiyamin. You could do Chalitz or Yibim sometimes. Ketzad, what's the case? Meitzu, Volahem Nashim, Volahem Achim, if they die, the Krishavcha, the Saris, if they die and they have brothers and no children, V'amdu Achim, V'asu Mayim, Arbin Ishoseim, and Asu Gedo Shacholzu, Masha Asu, whatever they did is significant, because this is a regular Zika Yibim. V'imbalu, Kanu. And if they were Baal, they're Kone. Baal Kone. And that's even Lechanchila. It's even Lechanchila, because that's a regular case of Heter. But Mesu Achin, Va'amdu Hain Va'asu, but if their brothers, if a Sarissa's brother dies, if a Suadaka's brother dies, Va'amdu Hain Va'asu Maimar bin Ishoseim, and they did Maimar, V'nasu Gedor gave a Gedor Chaltsu, Masha Asa Asu, what they did is fine with the Evet. But V'imbalu Kanu, if they did Yibum, the Kinyan works, but for Asul HaKaiman, they have to get divorced. Mishim Shenemar lo yavo, v'su adaka kur shafa, b'kal Hashem. Alma, what do you see from the whole Tosefta, which we assume is the same case as the Mishnah? B'kahal askin, and we're talking about someone who is in the Kahal, who's usher to marry a Saris. So that possibility in the Mishnah is rejected. Let's go to number two. Ella Amar Rabba, kagon shenaf lo ulubasof nifsa. Maybe the case is where she was not he was not a Saris at the time of the Zika, when the brother died. And then he became a Saris afterwards. So maybe that's why there is a Zika, according to Rabbi Akiva. So that's the Gemara, why should it make a difference? Once he becomes a Patua Daka, then we should say there's no more Zika. Milotna, didn't we learn? We had it mentioned earlier, and it comes up later. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, the case is a man, two brothers are married to two sisters, and one is older, one is a Gadola, one is a Katana. And the older brother died, and the Gedola is now a Zakuk Leibam to the other brother. The problem is that he's married to her sister, but the sister is only a Durabanan marriage, and the Zika is a Daraisa. So what do you do? So Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel holds there, it's a Machlokas, in Miena Miena, if she wants to do Mi'un, fine, and then she can marry the dead brother's wife, V'imlav, and if not, what else could she do? Tamtina Shetagda, wait till his wife becomes a Gedola, V'teti Alzum, Shemachos Isha, then the dead brother's wife, the Zika disappears. So what do you see from there? Asi Isser Achos Isha Vidachi. A later problem could ruin the Zika and make it disappear. So Achanami Nesim Isser Patua Vinitri. See here too. Rabbi Kiva should say that there's no Zika. So Gemara says a third answer. Elam Rav Yosef. Hai Tana Hachtana Deve Rabbi Akiva Hi. This Tana is the following Shida Rabbi Akiva. We had back on Daf Memtes different versions of Rabbi Akiva. How far he went. Which Chayvi Lavana like Chayvi Krisus? So maybe our Mishnah is going like the opinion of the Amar Mechayvi Lavin de She'er Havi Mamzer, Mechayvi Lavin Grady Lo Havi Mamzer. Only Chayvi Lavin of She'er, of an Erva, is there Mamzerus. But Tzuadaka, Krishavcha, or not, and therefore even Rabbi Kiva would agree there is Tvisa's condition there, there's no Mamzerus there. And with this, we will have to stop, as our next one we'll pick up with Ikri.